My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team 980. Getting this thing done today. A lot of topics, a lot going on all over the world. Listen, not the kind of start I was looking forward to. Curly W's don't win. I'm really as ornery as a rattlesnake out in the middle of the desert. And I can only be cured by a victory. Can't talk me into changing my attitude. Only a Curly W could pull that off. But in the meantime, we've got issues going on all over the world in terms of sports. It really is active. Does it feel like an Olympic year to you, Donald?
No, actually it doesn't. That's funny you say that. I see Team USA basketball gearing up and, you know, all the various like track trials and, you know, things. But I don't, it doesn't feel like that at all to me for some reason this year.
Yeah, and it will ranch it up. It'll get there. It's the host cities. That's interesting. And all that, the money, everything that's put into hosting, I think is interesting. I found a story I'm going to share with you after we take some calls, because I'm going to keep people on hold, about a French writer that was fined $223 by International Cycling Union because he stopped to kiss his wife during a time trials in the 7th stage of the Tour de France. But before that, let's go out to Coach Bud in Vienna. Coach Bud, happy 4th.
Doc, how are you actually? This is Pudge from Madison High School Baseball.
Oh, Pudge, okay. Gay rope, B-U-D, my bad.
Yeah. That's all good. It's all good. Hey, thanks again. You came over a few years ago, spoke at our banquet, preseason banquet, and just did a heck of a job. Hey, listen, I just want to flip the script real quick because you got a great topic, okay, as you always do.
So do you. And do you. Coach, you in charge.
Well, I love what you're talking about because, you know, being in this and getting kids ready for high school, we forget about the evolution of a player. And you have to evolve. Yeah. And what you're talking about, it doesn't matter what the sport is. You know, you will play every weekend, but the biggest problem is, you know, it's the instant gratification right now that so many parents and players are looking for at the younger levels. It's the jersey name, it's the hot, spicy name, the cool looking uniforms. But what you want, the best advice I can give parents is put them around people that'll tell the truth, you know, and will push and will, you know, and there's got to be a balance. I get that, but how are you going to do that when you look at a guy like Grisham? Did you see that with the Yankees the other day, right? He comes in, Cadillacs at center field, lobs the ball in, guy takes two. This is a major league player here, you know, and the kids are watching that on ESPN. And then Aaron Boone, I don't know what's worse, either that or Aaron Boone going on and defending his lack of effort. Billy Martin would have been on top step waiting for him.
You know? That's right.
I mean, there's no question about that. And I think that's the biggest thing is right now, you know, there's got to be, you know, we were fortunate to have Bryce Elder as a first rounder last year. And, you know, the one thing I talked to Bryce and James as a second rounder in 21, and those guys play like their hair's on fire. And, you know, I tell them, we still talk, and you know what, if you don't, you know, you got to grow as a player. It's not going to be easy. It's a grind. And, you know, so when you see guys like that are, you know, and we're making excuses for a lack of effort, you know, these guys hold themselves accountable. That's the bottom line, and that's what you nail all the time. And I think that's what we need to keep pushing, especially in today's game, no matter what the sport is, if we're going to get better. That's why I like the basketball. I like the U.S. team because I love the fact, you know, Steve Kerr, but Spoelstra. Now, that guy wins. He doesn't have the best players every year, but that guy, he's in the mix. They're going to be good. So
absolutely. Absolutely. And I agree with you what Eric Spoelstra, and you got to give Pat Riley, and that's why, as a guy that grew up in love with the purple and gold, they did it with Jerry West. Instead of them keeping his services the whole way, he had to go work for someone else. Same thing with Pat Riley. But they refused to run it like a corporate entity. They run it like a country store, Ma and Pa. And so you've got your own talent that leaves because they just can't deal with it. And it's a mess. It really is. But, Coach, this youth thing, I always try to tell people. That's why as long as I have electricity on the microphone, I will always devote a portion of my time to the youth coaches and the volunteers that run these snack bars and do all these things that chalk these fields, that come out, especially your training staff. The least appreciated group, probably in sports, are the young medical staff, your trainers and trainer assistants on the high school levels and junior JV levels. Kids get hurt at all ages and need to have that kind of support. So appreciate you, man. Really do. Keep doing what you're doing because it does make a difference. And Donald, I'm an example of that because of excellent little league coaches. Most kids, their first interaction with team sports is little league. It was back in the Stone Ages. And so had I had a Jerk or Billy Beerbelly, who knows? But I didn't. I had Mr. Cole. I had Jim Womack. I had Mr. McCulley. I had guys that were driven to make sure they got the best out of you. Fundamental freaks. Didn't cut corners. And made you do it their way. You hit the highway. Or you didn't play. You can't be 25-0 at anything unless you have a guy who probably sacrificing time from his family because he's obsessed with it. And we're talking Pony League. 13-year-old. Pony League baseball. So it matters. So you coaches out there, just keep doing what you're doing. Bud, now Abraham, how are you?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. How are you?
Thanks, Doc. Thanks for holding the fort this weekend. Hope you had a happy fourth. Thanks for holding the fort all the years across all the stations. I always appreciate it. So did my dad. We love listening to you.
Oh, man. And, you said that in past tense. How's Pops?
He passed away a couple years ago, but we always appreciated. We would listen to you inside the locker room, you and B-Mitch.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like familiar voices going to the doctors. It was always like having people on our side as we went to some tough stuff. So I want to say thanks for that.
Hey, appreciate you, man, being a good son.
I tried, and it was always great to hear you all. We would hear you on the way it was like, that was more of like a midday show, but we would always try and listen to it on the way to the doctor.
Yeah, 10 to 2, my man. So what's on your mind?
Well, I was calling about the hoops you were talking about, and I wanted to reiterate what you were saying in that, the offense versus defense is so out of whack, and, you know, I'll admit that, you know, basketball isn't my sport, but one of the reasons is that balance being off doesn't make it that appealing. in one as something to watch. And I feel like something that, it, you know, if it's all offense, that really is like a one-trick pony. And it shows vulnerabilities and deficiencies to our guys as they go up. Into the where to other like in the international game to dealing mm-hmm. with these other teams that have mm-hmm. different like kind of whole ethics to the way they teach their athletes coming up. And I was thinking, like, you know, there's like martial arts that are based on using someone's energy, your opponent's energy against them.
Yes.
And I kind of think like that's defense, and I think that's pretty cool. Like, if we could get our athletes to understand that defense is kind of like kung fu. You can kind of like absorb a shot and bring it back on somebody. And if we could, and that would be also interesting to see, to take and give back, you know, because if it's all offense, once you get past it, they got nothing. And so I was kind of just reiterating, I think what you're saying is right on. And I just wanted to say thanks again. So I appreciate you on the radio.
Appreciate
and
you,
go
man.
Go Burgundy and Gold forever.
Hey, you know what? We're excited. I have no idea. I'm not talented enough to be able to look at guys in shorts and determine how good they're going to be. I have to see my football players in football uniforms practicing football practices. And the last time I checked, it's a contact sport. And so I don't evaluate swimmers unless they're in water. And my football evaluations come when I see people playing football and having football practices. And I can't wait. Training camp, I cannot. And I'll tell you why I already love this group. They're scrimmaging people. They're having mixed practices. They understand you have to engage in order to get your players prepared for the season. Love these guys in the way they're approaching it. And now, is there a risk with that? There's a risk in living. So, yeah, but they're taking that risk. And I am really excited about that because iron sharpens iron. You got to put on pads. You have to have full contact drills because it's football. And this not the underwear Olympics, as Brother Mitchell is coined the phrase. And so everybody wants to sit out here and act like this is flag. It's not flag. It's tackle football. And it's not going to change. All right? So you do it your way. I'll do it my way. And we'll just roll that way. JYD, what up?
Hey, how you doing, Doc?
Hey, man. I'm living a dream.
Yeah, you're right. You know one thing, I admire you saying that because I think both of us are blessed to live in our dream. Because you had a dream job, you're doing something now that you also like, and the reason why I'm sitting back in this chair now because I had the dream job. Mm-hmm. But, you know, these nationals,
mm-hmm.
When I look at them last night, the young catcher, you know, Riley, you know, he made an air pass ball, the winning run, brought in the winning run. Those, you know, look, when you play baseball, not only do you have to practice, you know, taking so many ground balls a day and this and that, whatever. But the thing is that I don't understand Davey Johnson. Why does he keep rolling out Corbin? I understand the Lerner family owes him a lot of money. Mm-hmm. You know,
hello.
I mean, you know,
hello.
But
come on, JYD. You know what time it is. Look.
Yes.
Davey doesn't own the team. Davey works for the owners. And Corbin, he's hoping to get the very best out of him. And
he's
definitely
can
get. Well, that's right.
But why doesn't Davey? I understand that. Obviously, Davey Johnson, somebody has told him that he can't go to a four-man pitching,
mm-hmm.
or whatever, because if you pick up, because if you this guy
if he's got the yips, then he needs to be down there in double A or triple A, getting that straightened out, not rolling him out every fifth day to pitch a game to lose. And this has been going on all season. Now, the second thing I want to say is that I hear you got these guys come on, your guests, you know, Jones just now, and all these people, AU and other sports and stuff like that. They throw out all these names and stuff, I guess, to make themselves sound good or whatever. But let me tell you, in basketball, it's not what you know it, Doc. It's not what we knew. Nowadays, if a kid, young kid, all he's taught is if he can't go to the corner or shoot beyond the arc, he ain't no good to nobody because they don't teach him nothing.
Yeah, they but the names they nothing. Throw out, they throwing out the names of the best prospects so we get aware of it.
I'm not impressed by that.
Well, you're not into youth sports.
Me and you both know Glenn Harris. When Glenn was at Howard University, he was one of the best baseball guys at a black school. I think he played, you know, so many years ago, he played catcher.
Yeah,
I believe. Yeah. And me and look here. When I got to Howard, me and Glenn used to sit around. Everybody talked about, said, there's a guy on campus who probably know more sports than you, Glenn. And Glenn just had that little laugh or whatever. And then, you know, and then one day we met up at the gym. Because I used to go, people used to come to the gym. People don't know this, but the Junkyard Dog had a deadly jump shot in his day. And people used to come to the gym. Howard University begged me to play for them. I wasn't interested in basketball or whatever. But I had one of the sweetest jumpers. Do you know in basketball, a guy played for the Hawks? They called him Sweet Lou Hudson.
Yes.
That's how they used to call me. They used to call me Sweet Lou. Because that's how sweet my jumper was. But I messed everything all up, chasing gals all around the city and this and that and whatever, you know what I'm saying? But, like I said, these guys out here today, you don't – I sit back and listen to your show. I ain't so much interested in, – and I listen to the other shows too. But I see all these people come on here, and all they're doing is throwing out names. You don't impress. Look, you ain't impressing the Junkyard Dog, and I know they ain't impressing you, Doc. Because I knew Big John when he was coaching St. Anthony's.
Well, let me just say this, JYD. They do impress me because these kids right now are not out slinging dope. They playing, they hooping, and I want them to be recognized. Get their due to keep them encouraged. We have to give these kids fuel to keep doing the right thing. So there we agree to disagree. And I'm going to do some fact-checking. We'll find out. I'm going to call Glenn Harris today. Ron Harris will definitely know. I tell you what, I love it. You see what I told you, Donald? Some of our callers were like former Olympians. We have to come up with our top five. We might have the most dynamic callers ever in terms of what they were in their past. That's why Google is so important. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back right here on Overtime.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You know, I'm thinking about having a panel discussion on one of these weekends, and then we'll have JYD come in, and who you think we should team him up and just have a face-off? And I think that would be very interesting. In the meantime, 1-800-636-1067 unlocks the key to get you in with us here on the MGM National Listener Line. And let's start with Baw, K9. Welcome home.
My brother, how you doing, sir?
Oh, spirited. Beautiful. Lou Holder has gave me an assignment, a soccer assignment, and it was Venezuela and Canada. And it was most enjoyable to watch it and just learning, man. And it was it's an interesting time of the year because it takes you out of your comfort zone. And I like that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm glad you checking out on that thing. By the way, talking about soccer, right now, there's one of the biggest games going on. Put the TV on Fox. England is playing, and I'm telling you, if England lose right now, nobody's sleeping tonight in England. They don't care. They got a new prime minister. That's how important is it. France won yesterday.
Germany lost. Yeah, right now, I got to do that. I can't put that. I'll do that on in background. Thank you, Bob.
They in the second half. England is in the second half. First half, it was 0-0. You know, originally I'm from Senegal, so we play soccer, right. So we can talk that. I'm glad you got Lou. My man Lou Holder come in breaking it down because Lou knows soccer.
Oh, and he did, yeah.
Another guy you can call in.
The champion.
The voice of the Wizards. How about that? Dave Johnson. Mm-hmm. Oh, you talking soccer? He can go international.
Dave, yeah.
Dave's my man. And,
yeah.
I love that. I love
that. And I'll tell you what.
Daytime is,
And Craig Hoffman. Hoffman, I'm telling you what. All jokes aside now. Hoffman's on point. He knows all of his international games. He's no joke. Hoffman's on point. I don't know about Anthony.
Yeah.
You know, with the international game, but Hoffman, yes, absolutely. Give him his due.
Dave Johnson.
And it's a beautiful game. It is a beautiful game.
Man, it's a beautiful thing. Right now, I'm gonna tell you something. I got to get back to GYD. GYD investigation is needed. You have to put people. We got to find that sweet Lou jumper he talking about. Doc, that's on you, man. I got to find out.
Look, I'm going to try. Man. I'm going to call Ron
man.
Harris today. JYD say he had a sweet jumper. I got to get that confirmed. I need a photo. In here that can confirm that they saw Junkyard Dog at Howard University putting up jumpers. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You know, because between him and Little, I mean, we got some Olympians that call this show. I know we got a lot of talented people. Oh, my God. We got some of the best athletes ever, ever, ever.
I'm telling you, man. They no lie about that. And I'm telling you, all the K9 want to find out. But let me move to the Olympic. You were talking about the Olympic. This Olympic basketball is going to be fire. I'm talking about fire. You know, anybody who's watching, you know, United States, it's a time right now. It's going to be difficult, but I think the U.S. going to take it. But I'm going to tell you something. If you look at France and Canada, they're going to be an issue, yo. You got Murray and Gildas Alexander in the backcourt. Look out. That's a serious backcourt. But on the USA side, let's put it like this. That's KD the leader. He's the three-time Olympic. He's the all-time leader. That's his team. And I don't want nobody else try to take the shine. This is KD team. So them LeBron and all of them, they're going to have to follow. My brother, like to hear you, man.
Hey, man, appreciate you, Bob. Keep doing what you're doing, man. The idea of LeBron following anybody, I got to see that. But him and Steph, LeBron loves Steph. I could have seen those two together. Maybe they'll do it when he's 40. We will see. Donald, we got time for Charlie, or we want to hit a break?
Oh, no, we can go to Charlie.
Oh, let's go to Charlie out in College Park. Charlie, good morning.
No, it ain't. It's 1:25.
No, Charlie, you just got up, Charlie. Don't be BSing me.
Up,
I know.
You don't know what I'm doing.
I know you just got up.
Crazy as always. when I hear the name Glenn Harris, Ronnie Harris, it takes me back. Glenn played for Anacostia.
Oh, yeah, Glenn, man. Spartacus.
In 64, 65, 66, Anacostia and Ballou had the best baseball teams in the city. I was privileged to play on Ballou's team next to Ronnie Harris and who was the third baseman went on to the Milwaukee Brewers, Don Money. All of us grew up together on the playgrounds of Southeast. Don Money, Jimmy Kaufman, Ronnie Harris. Ronnie Harris was a gentleman, a good second baseman, good hitter, and Ballou and Anacostia were loaded. They beat us in the championship game at least 2 years in a row, and I moved out to Crossland and became a doormat. But I always liked the name Glenn Harris, Ronnie. Glenn was a hell of a ball player, as you know. I think he went as high as double A, I'm not sure. Played for March Insurance downtown on the Ellipse. Played fast pitch softball with Guy Mason. And I was practicing at Kramer Junior High School one day, throwing a ball up against the wall. And Glenn comes out of the office and says, take that stuff up, you know what I mean, take that stuff up to Guy Mason and get bombed. Glenn was not a nice guy in some way. He was a competitor, man. He was a dog. Yeah. There's a dog, and then there's Glenn Harris. But then went on to great things. I really respect him. I've seen him once since we graduated at Eastern Market years ago. He wouldn't remember me from Adam. But I have good memories of Ronnie and those teams we played on when we were loaded, man. I mean, those were two good baseball teams. We were loaded. One of the things, I think you'll appreciate this.
But do you remember JYD?
No, I never heard of him.
Okay, all right.
But it made me think, too, of the kids, the 10,000 black kids on the playground shooting basketballs every day. I'm going to write a poem. I remember 2 weeks ago I read you the Father Time's Undefeated. I'm going to write another one called 10,000. I spent 10,000 hours on the playground at Draper picking up pebbles and hitting them with a broken bat. I spent 10,000 hours hitting the tennis ball against the wall, cutting up tennis balls to get rid of the rage that was in my body. I spent 10,000 hours kicking footballs at Bladensburg High School to get better and better. I sublimated all my stuff into that. I spent 10,000 hours doing things like that. And I can think of all the kids on the playground that just spend 10,000 hours on the court loving it, hour after hour. Thanks, Doc.
My man, keep up the good work. See what you do, Donald? We attract poets.
I love it. Excuse me. I love
it. Charlie's legit, man. And if he played with Glenn Harris, man, Glenn and Ron, those dudes legitimate ballers, man. I was lucky enough to been at Glenn's last birthday party out at the crib. Ron seeing all the fellas, and he's still getting it done. And that is important. Speaking of getting it done, let's pay some bills. Go to break. We'll keep it going. The lines at BetQL guest hotline is courtesy of our last guest. We want to light it up at 1-800-636-1067. This is good old-fashioned talk. JYD got this thing started. Somebody in the DMV has got to be able to co-sign that they've seen this sweet jump shot from Junkyard Dog. We'll be back. But Kyrie Jackson and two former players were killed in a car crash overnight, according to Maryland State Police. Jackson was 24. And, I mean, anything like this, no matter if he never played, he could have been just a citizen. Guy could have worked out. It worked at 7-Eleven. It doesn't matter. It's just tragic. It's awful. Pac-12 kid, Oregon Duck. According to what I'm up with, it is very difficult. Have you lost anybody close to you in a car accident?
Thankfully, I have not.
The worst, yeah.
Yeah, the other two, I just wanted to shed a little. I have the article up right here.
Mm-hmm.
The other two gentlemen, Isaiah Hazel and Anthony Linton Jr., they were teammates of Kyrie Jackson, who was a Vikings rookie. They all local guys. They went to Wise High School here in Upper Marlboro, which hits home for me because Wise High School is actually like right around the corner from where my mom lives and where I grew up. So. Condolences to their families and everything.
Yeah, I wanted to get that out there because it did have local sense, even if it played in Hong Kong. I mean, it still needs to be mentioned, but it's just these celebrations usually and unfortunately end up like this, and Lou Holden just urging all of us to check out England, Switzerland, right now, if possible. And one guy who I'm surprised, who has probably already got his tickets booked for Paris in the Olympics, is because I'm sure that his fiance is a huge Kansas City Chiefs fan. She's already put her marker down, and that is Toothpick. First String Podcast is with us right now. Pick, what's up, man?
I'm good, Doc. How you doing?
Hey, man, we're just serving the public, man. We're public servants. We're Donald
and
I, man.
So we're
public serving the public.
Y'all over there getting it done, Doc. Y'all are really getting it done. Listen.
Well, you know, because you're in the business, you know this is not easy. This is
No, it's not. It's not easy.
It's not. But we are blessed that we have so many options of things that are going on right now. I mean, Wimbledon, you got...
Yeah,
we've got soccer, tennis. We have really, it's a lot going on, and the more this is because Lewis got us all fired up in the beautiful game, and it really is. But what I'm so fascinated by, I did not recognize how physical soccer is.
Oh yeah,
and it reminds me of the NFL. Because the officiating is just ridiculous. I don't know what is a foul, what's a penalty, what's a yellow. I don't have any idea. Because there's no consistency in it. It's almost like a strike zone in MLB. But what's on your mind today?
Well, Doc, I'm going to tell you what's on my mind. So my guy, you know, the Bulldog, Blink, he put me on to this one
you mean
show.
The Cowboys
that's on
fan?
Netflix right now. Okay. No, the Bulldog.
Georgia. The champion.
Right. He put me on to Sprinter. He put me on to Sprinter off of Netflix, right?
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Oh, Doc, I'm going to tell you something. They say this 100, the 200 is okay, but they say when you step into that 100 round, and, you know, I'm a track dude, it's a whole thing. Like, Shaquiri Richardson, now Loyal's on there, all of them. So, you got to check this out, Doc. I mean, they going.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that. I'm starting to hear this. Donald, have you heard about Sprinter?
I've heard about it, but I have not checked it out.
Oh, it's must watch. Like, you see, like, okay, Doc, I'm going to tell you what. You know, Doc, what you say? A sprinter got 10 seconds to perform at their best, right? But yeah. It's what they do before they step on that track, and you can tell when these guys are ready. If they're not training, if they're not putting their all into it, and then they step out on that track, they get dusted. They get left behind. And I mean, that the same thing holds true for Shakiri Richardson, the French sprinter that won the Olympics. It holds true. And you see, when they reach that mark of being the top in their sport, and then they start to slack off, the performance shows on the track. So it's like they can't stop, you know, training and performing and keeping their body ready and in peak position. And then you start to see the people that's around them. So you start to get that understanding of how Shakiri Richardson failed because of the people she had around her. And now, like, she got a strong team around her to keep her straight and competitive. And, man, it's nice, Doc. It's nice. It's nice. Plus, you asked a question yesterday after I talked to you about the Commanders. You asked the question of what position group did we think was going to lead? I got to say, Doc, you taught me well. If anything, you taught me it all starts up front. And I'm anxious to see, once we put some pads on the offense to start going with the defense, how this offensive line shake up. And what these coaches are going to do to put these guys in the best position to go out and be at their best. You know, I know they've been working hard in the offseason and lifting weights and pushing and pulling and doing all that stuff. But what are these coaches going to do to help them be at their best when it's time for them to step on the field and perform week in and week out or day in and day out?
Yeah, well, you're right. I have no doubt in my mind that we're being managed. This is almost like, imagine that it's money. We have the best money managers now we've had.
Mm-hmm.
We had guys might as well have been on crack that was running your money. Would you put a crack addict on you in charge of your finances?
Oh, no, never, never.
No, but that's basically the equivalent of what we were doing here. So now I feel real good about that. But the thing about football, and maybe all sports, you can't talk your way into it. And on paper, it don't mean nothing until we get out and see these padded practices, joint practices, not against their teammates, but against people that don't give a damn about them at all. So there's no brotherhood action, no push and pull, straight out Neanderthal. Then we get a chance to see it. Now, I'm going to bet on our guys because our trainers right now are just spectacular. I think our people are going to be great. But when I look in, I evaluate a football team, first area I'm going in to say, do we have any linemen in the top 20 in the league?
Yeah.
And my categories are going to be, we've always had, even when we weren't winning a lot of games on the field, we have had two of the top 20 linemen in the league.
Yep.
Always.
Haven't had it in a while, Doc.
So you want me to get all dressed up and put perfume, cologne, and do all that and get dressed up? You know, Dog Slim, you're trying to fake me out. I can't be faked out.
No, not at all.
You got to build this thing, man. Yeah, it's like you want to try to make me think you're going to make me a great meal and you're going to microwave the whole thing? You want me to buy into that? I'm going to be polite to you. I'm not going to bust you down in front of your peers. But seriously, we got to build that up, that reservoir. And again, I tried to be nice about this yesterday. If nobody is doubling your best players right there aren't good enough. So let's ask yourself, how many people change their game plan for our people? Damn near none.
Not many. And the proof, and the other proof about that, Doc, too, is the defensive coordinator last year, he would only rush four and wasn't getting close to smelling a quarterback. So that tells you, five, taking care of four, didn't even need the chip of a running back or a tight end.
Nothing. Nobody had to stay at home against us.
No.
You know, we want to know. We know what it's like to go up against them dudes. Because we played against Reggie White. We played against Lawrence Taylor. Hell, there's still them in the league right now. One's in Cleveland. And you'll play them this year. You've seen what you have to do against them. We let a dude like Thibodeau. He don't do nothing against anybody but us.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, man, y'all trying to talk. I mean, y'all, seriously, you keep just keep playing with yourself. It's okay. Hey, knock yourself out.
I don't
even get phased by it. You know, I hope Coach is looking down and smiling. Hear nothing, say nothing. I don't even react to it. I just let it go. I just let it go. Hey, man, appreciate the phone call. Hey, get my best to the first lady. Thing. Yep.
I will. One last thing. JYD, doctor put that call out for you.
Yeah.
And I hope your stats come back legit, bro. I hope they come back legit.
Well, I'm just saying, no. We got an APB out. Nothing I want now more. And I look, if JYD said it, there's a pretty good chance it happened. We just got to prove it now. That's all.
Man, we just got to prove it. We need just a newspaper prove clip it and an article or something.
Yeah, he told us. Howard University, somebody over there. Glenn, I know, see, Ron Harris is a journalist. There's no way on earth Ron Harris is not going to get to the bottom of this. Junkyard Dog, you know I got your back, brother. But we coming. We coming.
You put your
all
right,
in
it.
Man.
All right.
Oh, man. I am tuned in. 1-1 England. I'm here watching. Are you on tuned in now, Donald?
Yeah, we got it on here in studio. Yeah. I'm
okay.
Watching.
Yeah, me too. All right, good deal. So we're doing that as well. Let's hit a little break. And we come back, we keep cranking this engine up right here on Overtime, 106.7 Team 980, and always free on the Odyssey app. Back in a moment. Man, you want to see excitement. The watch party in England, man. Lou Holder, man, you've just woke the bear. You got me shook up. This is crazy, man, what's going on in terms of excitement. I just love seeing, and, you know, I think back to when we had a world-class crowd at RFK. And even some of the craziest spots, I don't know if anything can measure versus a nation. I get it. I'm not completely insane. But tell me, you plugged into something pretty interesting too, Donald.
Yeah, we got it. We've been lucky to have all this international play going on. I was just saw during the break we were talking about it. The FIBA, you know, the International Basketball Association.
Yeah.
They have Luka and Giannis, they have the they have the qualifying tournament going on, and basically Greece, led by Giannis, was playing Slovenia, led by Luka, and Greece took them out pretty handily, 96-68 over Slovenia. So that means Luka and Slovenia.
They tore them up from the flow up.
Yeah, almost 30-point win, 96-68. And that means Luka and company are officially out of Olympic qualification. So Greece will go on to play the winner of Croatia and Dominican Republic, and the winner of that game will stamp their ticket to the Olympics.
Man. Yeah, I'll check with Dr. Holder. And a team with Luka on it losing by 30?
It was funny. I saw some Mavs fans online. They were actually happy Slovenia lost because they were like, Luka just needs to sit down and take a break after the finals and everything. So, Slovenia is officially out.
Well, it's like I feel that way about my pitchers. My favorite team, baseball team, I don't want any of my pitchers in the All-Star game unless they're just in the pitch an inning.
On that note.
And that's selfish.
I was going to say.
I don't want my hitters in the home run contest. I think it deviates, it throws your swing off. It can't be good for you.
Right.
Yet I want it. I mean, if I was a Bulls fan, I wouldn't want him in a dunk contest. I think it's kind of normal to be selfish about your own players. you don't want to share him in a halftime, or you know, half the league intermission rather, to entertain the masses. You know, that's what get G League players to do that. I'm serious. The way guys get hurt now with load management, if you ask me, and obviously nobody has, all the G League players would be putting on these shows and things. You do the dunk, you do the three-point, you entertain us. Although I do love the three-point shooting contest. And when Enescu and, Golden State, Steph, that is the same. I'm still talking about it.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Can you imagine if you know who is in it next year? Caitlin Clark. Four of them. I mean, it's just the possibilities are unlimited. But I don't think a player will be injured or jeopardizes themselves putting up shots. They would have been doing that in the gym on their own. But these ferocious swings, although they have altered the rules in the home run contest, which is smart. But where do you stand on that? Should, because we're paying you as a pro player, should part of that be your responsibility to enhance the league as a whole?
It's tough because, you know, on one hand, you know, I think we have the nostalgia of seeing like our favorite players and professional athletes in these kind of like all-star or like extra kind of things. But kind of to your point with how things are now and players getting hurt, and you would think with the more technology and stuff we have nowadays, players would sustain, but seems like it's less nowadays. So I'm kind of on both sides. It's like I don't want to see players get hurt, especially in more like exhibition type, you know, settings. But, you know, you do want to see your stars play and perform as well.
Yeah, but it all comes down to what's right. And should these players want to put on a show for the league, or should they be concerned about their respective teams? I mean, really, the way this Tommy John thing is going on with baseball now, I think it's a discussion about the value and how we should protect pitchers. That, I think, is valid. Let's talk about that on the other side as we approach, and we are there, to 2 o'clock hours.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
But Kyrie Jackson and two former players were killed in a car crash overnight, according to Maryland State Police. Jackson was 24. And, I mean, anything like this, no matter if he never played, he could have been It's just citizen. Guy could have worked out. It worked at 7-Eleven. It doesn't matter. It's just tragic. It's awful. Pac-12 kid, Oregon Duck. According to what I'm up with, it is very difficult. Have you lost anybody close to you in a car accident?
Thankfully, I have not. But yeah, the other,
it's the worst.
The other two, I just wanted to shed a little, I have the article up right here. Mm-hmm. The other two gentlemen, Isaiah Hazel and, Anthony Linton Jr. They were teammates of Kyrie Jackson, who was, Vikings rookie. They, all local guys. They went to Wise High School here in Upper Marlboro, which hits home for me because Wise High School is actually like right around the corner from where my mom lives and where I grew up. So, condolences to their families and everything.
Yeah, I wanted to get that out there because it did have local, you know, local sense, even if it played in Hong Kong. I mean, it still needs to be mentioned, but it's just these celebrations usually – and unfortunately, end up like this. And Lou Holden just urging all of us to check out England, Switzerland right now, if possible. And one guy who I'm surprised, who's probably already got his tickets booked for Paris in the Olympics, is because I'm sure that his fiance is a huge Kansas City Chiefs fan. She's already put her marker down, and that is Toothpick. First String Podcast is with us right now. Pick, what's up, man?
I'm good, Doc. How you doing?
Hey, man, we're just serving the public, man. We're public servants. McDonald's,
yeah,
man.
You and Donald.
Public, serving the public.
Y'all over there getting it done, Doc. Y'all are really getting it done. Listen.
Well, you know, Doc, you know, because you're in the business, you know this is not easy. This is
no, it's not. It's not easy.
It's not. But we are blessed that we have so many options of things that are going on right now. I mean, Wimbledon. You got we've got soccer, tennis. We have really, it's a lot going on. And the more, this is because Lewis got us all fired up in the beautiful game, and it really is. But what I'm so fascinated by, I did not recognize how physical soccer is.
Oh, yeah.
And it reminds me of the NFL because the officiating is just ridiculous. I don't know what is a foul, what's a penalty, what's a yellow. I don't have any idea because there's no consistency in it. It's almost like the strike zone in MLB. But what's on your mind today?
Well, Doc, I'm going to tell you what's on my mind. So, my guy, you know, the Bulldog, Blink, he put me on to this one
you mean
show.
The Cowboys
that's on Netflix
fan?
Right now. Okay. No, the Bulldog. The
Georgia. Georgia. Oh, the champion.
The champion.
Okay.
Yeah,
the champion.
Right. He put me on to Sprinter off of Netflix, right?
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Oh, Doc, I'm going to tell you something. They say this 100, the 200 is okay, but they say when you step into that 100 round, and you know I'm a track dude, it's a whole thing. Like Shaquiri Richardson, now Loyal's on there, all of them. So y'all, you got to check this out, Doc. I mean, they going.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to do that, Kevin. I'm starting to hear this. Donald, have you heard about Sprinter?
I've heard about it, but I have not checked it out.
Oh, it's must watch. Like you see, like okay, Doc. I'm gonna tell you what. You know, Doc, what you say? A sprinter got 10 seconds to perform at their best, right? But it's what they do before they step on that track, and you can tell when these guys are ready. If they're not training, if they're not putting their all into it, and then they step out on that track, they get dusted. They get left behind. And I mean that the same thing holds true for Shaquiri Richardson. The French sprinter that won the Olympics, it holds true. And you see, when they reach that mark of being a top in their sport, and then they start to slack off, the performance shows on the track. So it's like they can't stop, you know, training and performing and keeping their body ready and in peak position. And then you start to see the people that's around them. So you start to get that understanding of how Sha'Carri Richardson failed because of the people she had around her. And now, like, she got a strong team around her to keep her straight and competitive. And, man, it's nice, Doc. It's nice. It's nice. Plus, you asked a question yesterday after I talked to you about the Commanders. You asked the question of what position group did we think was going to lead?
And yeah, Doc, what, yeah.
I got to say. I got to say, Doc, I got to go. I mean, you taught me well. If anything, you taught me it all starts up front. And I'm anxious to see, once we put some pads on, the offense to start going with the defense, how this offensive line shake up. And what these coaches are going to do to put these guys in the best position to go out and be at their best. You know, I know they've been working hard in the offseason and lifting weights and pushing and pulling and doing all that stuff. But what are these coaches going to do to help them be at their best when it's time for them to step on the field and perform week in and week out or day in and day out?
Yeah, well, you're right. I have no doubt in my mind that we're being managed. This is almost like, imagine that it's money. We have the best money managers now we've had.
Mm-hmm.
We had guys might as well have been on crack that was running your money. Would you put a crack addict on you in charge of your finances?
Oh, no, never, never.
No, but that's basically the equivalent of what we were doing here. So now I feel real good about that. But the thing about football, and maybe all sports, you can't talk your way into it. And on paper, it don't mean nothing until we get out and see these padded practices, joint practices, not against their teammates, but against people that don't give a damn about them at all. So there's no brotherhood action, no push and pull, straight out Neanderthal. Then we get a chance to see it. Now, I'm going to bet on our guys because our trainers right now are just spectacular. I think our people are going to be great. But when I look in, I evaluate a football team, first area I'm going in to say, do we have any linemen in the top 20 in the league?
Yeah.
My categories are going to be, we've always had, even when we weren't winning a lot of games on the field, we had two of the top 20 linemen in the league.
Yep.
Always.
Haven't had it in a while, Doc.
So you want me to get all dressed up and put perfume, cologne, and do all that and get dressed up? You know, Dog Slim, you're trying to fake me out. I can't be faked out.
No, not at all. Not at all.
You got to build this thing, man. Yeah, it's like you want to try to make me think you're going to make me a great meal and you're going to microwave the whole thing? You want me to buy into that? I'm going to be polite to you. I'm not going to bust you down in front of your peers. But seriously, we got to build that up, that reservoir. And again, I tried to be nice about this yesterday. If nobody is doubling your best players right there aren't good enough. So let's ask yourself, how many people changed their game plan for our people? Damn near none.
Not many. And the other proof about that, Doc, too, is the defensive coordinator last year, he would only rush four and wasn't getting close to smelling a quarterback. So that tells you, five, taking care of four, didn't even need the chip of a running back or a tight end.
Nothing. Nobody had to stay at home against us.
No.
You know, we want to know. We know what it's like to go up against them dudes. Because we played against Reggie White. We played against Lawrence Taylor. Hell, there's still them in the league right now. One's in Cleveland. And you'll play them this year. You've seen what you have to do against them. We let a dude like Thibodeau. He don't do nothing against anybody but us.
Oh, dear.
Man, y'all trying to talk. I mean, y'all, seriously. You keep playing with yourself. It's okay. Hey, knock yourself out.
I don't
even get fazed by it. You know, I hope Coach is looking down and smiling. Hear nothing, say nothing. I don't even react to it. I just let it go. I just let it go. Hey, man, appreciate the phone call.
Hey,
give my best to the first
one last
lady.
Thing.
Yep.
I will. One last thing. JYD, Doctor, put that call out for you. Yeah. And I hope your stats come back legit, bro. I hope they come back legit.
Well, I'm just saying, no, we got an APB out. Nothing I want now more. And I look, if JYD said it, there's a pretty good chance it happened. We just got to prove it now. That's all.
Man, we just got to prove it. We need a newspaper clip, an article or something.
Yeah, he told us. Howard University, somebody over there. Glenn, I know, see, Ron Harris is a journalist. There's no way on earth Ron Harris is not going to get to the bottom of this. Junkyard Dog, you know I got your back, brother. But we coming. We coming.
You put your foot in it.
All right. Oh, man. I am tuned in. 1-1 England. I'm here watching. Are you on tuned in now, Donald?
Yeah, we got it on here in studio. Yeah. I'm
okay.
Watching.
Yeah, me too. All right, good deal. So we're doing that as well. Let's hit a little break. And we come back. We keep cranking this engine up right here on Overtime, 106.7 Team 980, and always free on the Odyssey app. Back in a moment. Man, you want to see excitement. The watch party in England, man. Lou Holder, man, you've just woke the bear. You got me shook up. This is crazy, man, what's going on in terms of excitement. I just love seeing, and, you know, I think back to when we had a world-class crowd at RFK. And even some of the craziest spots. I don't know if anything can measure versus a nation. I get it. I'm not completely insane. But tell me, you plugged into something pretty interesting too, Donald.
Yeah, we got it. We've been lucky to have all this international play going on. I was just saw during the break we were talking about it. The FIBA, you know, the International Basketball Association.
Yeah.
They have Luka and Giannis, they have the They have the qualifying tournament going on, and basically Greece, led by Giannis, was playing Slovenia, led by Luka, and Greece took them out pretty handily, 96-68 over Slovenia. So that means Luka and Slovenia.
They tore them up from the flow up.
Yeah, almost 30-point win, 96-68. And that means Luka and company are officially out of Olympic qualification. So Greece will go on to play the winner of Croatia and Dominican Republic, and the winner of that game will stamp their ticket to the Olympics.
Man. Yeah, I'll check with Dr. Holder. And a team with Luka on it losing by 30?
It was funny. I saw some Mavs fans online. They were actually happy Slovenia lost because they were like, Luka just needs to sit down and take a break after the finals and everything. So, but yeah, Slovenia is officially out.
Well, it's like I feel that way about my pitchers. My favorite team, baseball team, I don't want any of my pitchers in the All-Star game unless they're just in the pitch an inning.
On that note,
and that's selfish.
I was going to say,
I don't want my hitters in the home run contest. I think it deviates, it throws your swing off. It can't be good for you.
Right.
Yet I want it. I mean, if I was a Bulls fan, I wouldn't want him in a dunk contest. I think it's kind of normal to be selfish about your own players. You don't want to share them in a halftime, or you know, half the league intermission, rather. To entertain the masses. You know, that's what get G League players to do that. I'm serious. The way guys get hurt now with load management, if you ask me, and obviously nobody has, all the G League players would be putting on these shows and things. You do the dunk, you do the 3-point, you entertain us. Although I do love the 3-point shooting contest. And when Enescu and, Golden State.
Yeah, and Steph.
Yeah, Steph. That is the same. I'm still talking about it.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Can you imagine if you know who is in it next year? Caitlin Clark. Four of them. I mean, it's just the possibilities are unlimited. But I don't think a player will be injured or jeopardizes themselves putting up shots. They would have been doing that in the gym on their own. But these ferocious swings, although they have altered the rules in the home run contest, which is smart. But where do you stand on that? Should, because we're paying you as a pro player, should part of that be your responsibility to enhance the league as a whole?
It's tough because, you know, on one hand, you know, I think we have the nostalgia of seeing like our favorite players and professional athletes in these kind of like all-star or like extra kind of things. But kind of to your point with how things are now and players getting hurt, and you would think with the more technology and stuff we have nowadays, players would sustain, but seems like it's less nowadays. So I'm kind of on both sides. It's like I don't want to see players get hurt, especially in more like exhibition type, you know, settings. But, you know, you do want to see your stars play and perform as well.
Yeah, but it all comes down to what's right. And should these players want to put on a show for the league, or should they be concerned about their respective teams? I mean, really, the way this Tommy John thing is going on with baseball now, I think it's a discussion about the value and how we should protect pitchers. That, I think, is valid. Let's talk about that on the other side as we approach, and we are there, to 2 o'clock hours. Man, you want to see excitement. The watch party in England, man. Lou Holder, man, you've just woke the bear. You got me shook up. This is crazy, man, what's going on in terms of excitement. I just love seeing, and, you know, I think back to when we had a world-class crowd at RFK. And even some of the craziest spots, I don't know if anything can measure versus a nation. I get it. I'm not completely insane. But tell me, you plugged into something pretty interesting too, Donald.
Yeah, we got it. We've been lucky to have all this international play going on. Just saw during the break we were talking about it. The FIBA, you know, the International Basketball Association.
Yeah.
They have Luka and Giannis, they have the They have the qualifying tournament going on, and basically Greece, led by Giannis, was playing Slovenia, led by Luka, and Greece took them out pretty handily, 96-68 over Slovenia. So that means Luka and Slovenia.
They tore them up from the floor.
Yeah, almost 30-point win, 96-68. And that means Luka and company are officially out of Olympic qualification. So Greece will go on to play the winner of Croatia and Dominican Republic, and the winner of that game will stamp their ticket to the Olympics.
Man. Yeah, I'll check with Dr. Holder. And a team with Luka on it losing by 30?
It was funny. I saw some Mavs fans online. They were actually happy Slovenia lost because they were like, Luka just needs to sit down and take a break after the finals and everything. So, Slovenia is officially out.
Well, it's like I feel that way about my pitchers. My favorite team, baseball team, I don't want any of my pitchers in the All-Star game unless they're just in the pitch an inning.
On that note,
and that's selfish.
I was going to say,
I don't want my hitters in the home run contest. I think it deviates, it throws your swing off. It can't be good for you.
Right.
Yet I want it. I mean, if I was a Bulls fan, I wouldn't want him in a dunk contest. I think it's kind of normal to be selfish about your own players. You don't want to share them in a halftime, or you know, half the league, intermission rather. to entertain the masses. You know, that's what get G League players to do that. I'm serious. The way guys get hurt now with load management, if you ask me, and obviously nobody has, all the G League players would be putting on these shows and things. You do the dunk, you do the three-point, you entertain us. Although I do love the three-point shooting contest. And when Enescu and, Golden State.
Yeah, Steph.
That is the same. I'm still talking about it.
Yeah, that was
awesome.
Can
you imagine if you know who is in it next year? Caitlin Clark. Four of them. I mean, it's just the possibilities are unlimited. But I don't think a player will be injured or jeopardizes themselves putting up shots. They would have been doing that in the gym on their own. But these ferocious swings, although they have altered the rules in the home run contest, which is smart. But where do you stand on that? Should, because we're paying you as a pro player, should part of that be your responsibility to enhance the league as a whole?
It's tough because, you know, on one hand, you know, I think we have the nostalgia of seeing like our favorite players and professional athletes in these kind of like all-star or like extra kind of things. But kind of to your point with how things are now and players getting hurt, and you would think with the more technology and stuff we have nowadays, players would sustain, but seems like it's less nowadays. So I'm kind of on both sides. It's like I don't want to see players get hurt, especially in more like pro exhibition type, you know, settings. But, you know, you do want to see your stars play and perform as well.
Yeah, but it all comes down to what's right. And should these players want to put on a show for the league, or should they be concerned about their respective teams? I mean, really, the way this Tommy John thing is going on with baseball now, I think it's an open, it's a good for an argument, or just not an argument, a discussion about the value and how we should protect pitchers. That, I think, is valid. Let's talk about that on the other side as we approach, and we are there, to 2 o'clock hours.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality.
You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.